Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast, Ovid's Metamorphosis into the Modern, in which we analyze Ovid's book, The Metamorphoses with a Modern Viewpoint. In this week's episode, we will be looking at the story of Pyramus and Thisbe and its many parallels with the modern adaptation of Romeo and Juliet. First, let's listen to a synopsis of our original story, and then look at the similarities in wording as well as visuals in regards to our modern adaptations. We begin in the ancient city of Babylon, looking at a wall. But this is no ordinary wall. It has a crack. In Latin, it says, Fissus erat tenui rima, quam duxerat olim, cum fieriat paries domi communis utrique, iduitium nulli per saecula longa natatum, quid non sentit amor, which translates to, this wall had been split by a thin crack, which happened a long time ago, when it was made common to both houses. This defect was noticed by no one for many years. What does love not notice? Here we get a first look at how our characters had interactions. We can see that there is a physical barrier separating the two love interests. This will be important later. We also know that the reason our characters must communicate through a wall is because of a feud amongst their families. Thus, they plan to meet secretly at night. Audacem face bat amor. Love was making her bold. Thisbe has snuck out of her home and arrived at the designated meeting place at the tomb. Unfortunately, she's met with an unlucky situation. A lioness approaches, bloody after a recent kill, and she scares Thisbe off into a nearby cave. But, in the process, Thisbe loses her veil, and the lioness tears apart the veil with her bloody mouth. Pyramus, Thisbe's lover, finds the veil, and believing that she's dead, stabs himself. We read as Thisbe finds her dying lover and mourns. Persequar extinctum, latique miserima dicar causa comesque, Thisbe states. I will follow extinct you. I'm going to declare myself your companion of death. From this statement, we know that Thisbe is also going to kill herself. This concludes our story of Pyramus and Thisbe. As a short recap, we have a classic storyline of forbidden lovers, specifically because of family feuds ending in their tragic deaths from suicide. There were many recreations that followed this myth. The most popular is undoubtedly The Tragedy of Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. This play takes place in Verona, Italy, and begins with the description of animosity between two families. We see how the feuding ends up bringing the two young members of each family, Romeo and Juliet, together. Unfortunately, neither family approves, and Juliet comes up with a more creative solution. With the help of a friar, Juliet consumes a potion that allows her to enter a coma-like state, and she is put in the family crypt. Romeo was supposed to be told of this plan, but he is not. Thus, as he finds Juliet seemingly dead, he commits suicide. Juliet awakens, and after finding her lover dead, she also follows his lead. The parallels between the two stories are immediately noticeable. We have two feuding families, forbidden lovers. The girl appears dead, so the boy commits suicide, with her doing the same after finding him dead. A totally classic storyline. Though there were many other recreations of Ovid's story that came before Shakespeare's time, it is obvious that Romeo and Juliet is the most popular and well-known one. It makes you wonder why most people have heard of Romeo and Juliet, but the names Pyramus and Thisbe usually bring confused looks. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Ovid's Metamorphosis into the Modern, where we analyzed and compared modern recreations of the classic myth of Pyramus and Thisbe by Ovid. Make sure to come back and listen to next week's episode as well.